Come on, boy. Come on, baby. Come on, boy. Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Aloha.
Whoa. I said it before and I'll say it again. This whole vacation stinks.
Carol, if you can't say something positive, don't say anything at all.
Fine.
Yeah, that's all it takes to shut her up.
That applies to you too, Mike. Things are bad enough with us stuck on this rundown garbage scow with a broken motor and a radio that probably never worked.
Well, thanks for those positive words, Maggie.
Well, did I say anything about the false economy of renting this thing instead of a real boat just to save a few measly dollars?
Well, that was 175 measly dollars. And this thing is a boat.
If it doesn't have a bathroom, it's not a real boat.
Are we gonna die?
No, honey, we are not going to die.
Well, we're just stranded on a leaky boat somewhere off the coast of Maui without any way to communicate. What do we have to worry about?
Sharks. Really?
Carol, don't frighten your brother.
I'm not scared, Dad. Sharks are neat. This is the first good news I've had since we've been on this rundown old garbage scow.
Well, come on, the Coast Guard's gonna find us. Let's look at this as the Seaver Clan's great adventure. You realize this is the first time since we got to Maui that we've had a chance to spend some real time together? This is a family vacation, right?
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
Well, I know what this group needs. Time for the Seaver Songfest. Hey, come on. Row, row, row your boat gently down the take it, Maggie.
I don't feel like taking it.
Everybody else there.
Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near.
The best is ready to begin.
As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. Baby, rain or shine, all the time, we got each other.
Come on, Dad, do we have any ketchup left?
Lunch is over, Ben.
It's not for me, it's for Jaws. I'm gonna fool him into thinking it's blood.
Ben, that is so stupid.
Oh, yeah? Well, when I pour ketchup all over my shirt at school, Monica Burke would scream. And she's a lot smarter than some dumb fish.
Here you go, Ben. Happy hunting. All right, everybody, what do we do next?
May I throw up, please?
Sharky, Sharky, blood.
Oh, what's the matter with you people? I mean, we're in paradise here, together. What about those smiling faces you all had when we sat around the living room and we voted unanimously to come to Maui? So what's it gonna be, folks? Florida or...
Maui!
Unanimous then.
As long as we're all together.
We should just tell him. Carol, be quiet.
Tell me what?
Honey, the truth is that none of us was really that excited about coming here.
What?
We despise the idea of the very marrow of our bones.
Well, no, not me. I was totally stoked.
Not at first. Remember when we first heard about this trip?
All right, now that we're all together, I guess we can begin.
What?
It's time for another Seaver family meeting, and none of you's going anywhere.
But Bobby's gonna be here in less than an hour.
So you had him coming over before you asked us?
I move that the Seaver family meeting be called to order.
Smart girl, so moved.
I second that.
All right, anyone have any old business to discuss?
I do. I hereby move that we adjourn this meeting.
You're out of order. Chair hereby recognizes himself.
Yep, that's you, all right.
Well, I'd like to give you the preliminary report of the Summer Activities Subcommittee.
What?
I come before you with two proposals for the Seaver family vacation.
Great!
What's vacation?
Well, you said to handle this because you were too busy with the paper, and boy, did I handle it.
Well,
where are we going?
That's the spirit, Ben. Yes, the Seaver family together, right?
Right.
Okay, what'll it be? 10 fun-filled days at Disney World?
Yeah!
Or 10 days in Maui? Takes your breath away, doesn't it? All right, so basically that's what we have to vote on tonight.
Dad, your office phone is ringing.
Okay, well, you just talk among yourselves. What'll it be? 10 days in Maui or 10 days in Orlando, Florida? Which, by the way, is the least expensive of the two. Not that that should be a factor in your decision, just as long as we're all together.
Dad,
as long...
your mental patient.
Right, okay, just talk.
Mom, I'd love to go.
I don't... Mom, I was planning to hang out with Eddie and Boner up in the Poconos for a week or two.
Is the 1 month Bobby isn't going to be working.
Fishing, some good clean food,
I know,
Mom.
Save your money by not going.
I mean,
going.
I'm 17 and I should have fun while I'm young, shouldn't I?
Wow, this vacation's going to be neat.
Honey, Ben, would you mind taking your dessert into the living room and watching a little television?
Sure.
You two could have a little consideration for someone else's feelings.
But
if this vacation doesn't happen, he'll be moping around the house and crying for a month.
Well, get over it. He's 11.
No, he's not. He's 39.
When you were my age, did you want to go off with your parents for 10 days?
I most certainly... Well, honestly, I... Oh, why did your father have to pick this year of all years for a wonderful, beautiful, romantic vacation like Maui?
Well, I guess we'll just have to tell him we can't go.
No. Let's make this decision in the right spirit. Let's vote for Florida. It'll make your father happy because it's cheaper, it'll make little Ben happy, and it's only a 2-hour flight if any of us happen to have to rush back to see our editors. Agreed?
I guess.
Sure. And we won't mention a word of this to your father.
How am I going to break the news to Bobby, huh?
Are you kidding? This trip will give him a chance to do a little trolling. All right. Well, 10 days with Tinkerbell. Oh, I've got Holy Toledo. Look at this, babe. Oh, and this one. Ay, ay, ay. God, this is an island full of foxes here. Wait a minute, why didn't somebody tell me this Maui place was Hawaii?
That's when Mike went to work.
I sure did. And I started with the weakest link.
Hey!
Vanny, my lad, we must talk. All right, now, do you really want to spend 10 boring days in Orlando, Florida?
At Disney World? Are you kidding?
All right, now just look at this.
So? It's a girl with coconuts on her.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
This Maui has horseback riding.
Horses, Ben, let me remind you, you're in puberty now. Girls
they
are
They let you ride them right on the beach.
Ben, you're not... I mean, yeah, you know, you could just ride your little brains out over there. You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if they let you keep your horse right in your hotel room.
All right. Yeah.
No, I am not going to be 6,000 miles from the man I love.
So what, 1,200 miles to Florida is better?
Yes, at least we'll be in the same time zone.
Why, so you can call him every hour to make sure he's not out scamming babes? Uh-huh, that's it.
I'm going to put Goofy Glue in your zit cream.
Okay, what would you do for me if I promised to get Mom and Dad to let you stay home?
What?
I had her hooked, Ben. So you're interested.
Mike said if I voted for Maui, I wouldn't have to go.
10 days in July? Well, Carol, that's when my summer job ends. We were supposed to spend some time together before school starts.
No, wait, you haven't heard the good news. Mike has promised to fix it, so I don't have to go with them.
All right.
So, for 10 days, I'll be here. All alone.
So you see, Dad, the family vote was rigged.
So what'll it be then, folks? Florida or...
Maui!
Maui would be okay, right, Carol?
Yes, Maui.
Well, then it's unanimous.
As long as we're all together.
Oh,
honey, I...
No, no, it's fine. Hey, it's fine. That is just fine. No. Well, I will have a good time for all of you, because I'm going swimming.
Shark. Sharks do not have blowholes.
They can if they want to.
Where was I before all the commotion? Well, that's right. I was having fun for everybody. I was swimming. You know, fishing is fun, too. Fishing is more fun than swimming.
This whole mess is all your fault, you know.
Huh. Look, you think I like being stuck out here? Well, I have got to get back to, just after a little rendezvous, all right?
Rendezvous? Spell it.
R-U-N. All right, so I can't spell it. Big deal. But Mike Siever does not limit what he does to what he can spell. And speaking of doing, ever since we got here, a whole world has been going on that you've missed.
Whoa! Will you look at this view? Didn't I tell you guys we'd be in paradise?
I was trying to figure out how many nights we were going to have in Maui and how many women I'd get a chance to meet when I saw her. Who was this fox? And how come I saw her the minute we got to Maui? That her tour group was staying at our hotel. It was so clear to me. God was telling me that this girl should be my first Hawaiian experience. Like if I didn't at least try to meet her, it would be a bad sin.
I was whipped away. No one in the world but you and I. Gotta find a way to make you feel the way that I do. I was swept away. Without a warning, I'd like when the morning begins the day.
Okay, why don't we just get a little bit closer together? Okay, that's it.
This was unbelievable. She liked me, too.
It looks like someone's joined my tour without paying.
Hey, how'd you spot me?
Why don't you just move a little bit more to your left?
Okay.
Before I knew what happened...
A little bit more.
She'd agreed to give me a private tour of the island.
More? Perfect. Morate kudasai.
This afternoon.
As in today, but no, I'm out here on this stupid tub. T-U-B.
Sir, right. You're gonna get me out of this trip, remember?
Dad, you gotta say...
Hold on. I'm talking to the travel agent.
Get out of the shot, Mike!
Yes. No. No, we can fly coach.
Mom, you got a sec?
Sure, Mike.
Yeah, see, well, listen, Carol wants to blow off this whole family vacation thing so she can hang out with Bobby while we're gone. What do you say?
Absolutely not.
Hey, I tried.
What? Bobby, I'll miss you every single second we're gone.
I'm really gonna miss you, too. And remember, I'll call you every day at 6 o'clock. Wait a minute. That's 6 o'clock your time. My time will be, 6 hours, 7.
Here I am, stuck on this stinky excuse for a vote. I can't even get his call. He's gonna think I met some gorgeous hunk who swept me off my feet and that I'm playing around on him.
Well, I wouldn't think that.
Come on, guys. Lose a long face. I'm trying to cheer your dad up. It could help, you know.
I can't believe all I've got to get to shore. You're gonna sit here and fish.
Well, I have to go to the bathroom, but we don't always get our way.
Oh, come on, Mom. It's easy for you. I mean, what else do you have to do other than float around out here?
What else? You kids have no idea what I've gone through, what I'm going through, to make this trip the best vacation ever for your dad. Sure, I had vacation time coming. Sure, I wanted time with my family. But with that hotshot new reporter after my job, this was the worst possible time to leave. Corinne Dubois. Fake name if I ever heard one.
Maggie! I am getting great reaction to part one of the Nuclear Power series. When can you have part two?
Well, Susan, the thing is that I am going with my family to Maui. And, but I'll be back in a...
Well, that's okay. I'll put Karen on it.
Karen?
Give her all your research.
But I
have a good trip.
This is my
have
series.
Fun. Send me a postcard. Karen.
I'll do it. I'll do it. You know, from the day we got here, I haven't exactly been on a full-time vacation. When I went to bed with your father, the real work began.
What are you saying?
Just stay with me, Carol. Oh, honey, I couldn't disappoint your dad, but I couldn't disappoint myself either. So, I figured what he didn't know couldn't hurt him. At night, when everyone else was sleeping, I'd work on my story in the bathroom. If your dad woke up, I could always use my old standby excuse. Diarrhea.
Oh, really?
Oh, honey, I...
Oh, no, that's all right. No, that explains why you've been too tired to... socialize.
Hey, Dad, aren't you going to show Mom your fish you caught?
Absolutely not. No one gets to see my fish.
I mean, I can explain.
No, hey, don't say a word. Sir, I understand. I surrender to all of you. I was wrong to think that a family vacation might be a good idea. Because you've all got other things to do. More important things than spending a little time with your loved ones. It's all right, forget it. Let's be honest, this trip is over. Never mind. Hey, Dad, is this a spark plug? Forget it, Mike.
Hey, Dad, I can't film it if you're standing on it.
Jason, does that spark plug have anything to do with the fact that we're lying dead in the water?
Yes, it does.
What?
Okay, you know, with Mike running off all the time and Carol sulking... And Maggie, you have been preoccupied. Yes. Well, I knew that if we could just spend a little, if we were forced to spend some time together, that fundamentally we've all wanted to be together. And I know you're going to get a kick out of this, because I just...
Jason, the spark plug.
What spark plug?
Hey, you guys, just wait till you see the neat stuff I did.
Shut up, man.
S-E-A-V-E-R. Are you sure there aren't any messages? Well, I'm sorry, too. Bobby probably called, and when I wasn't here, he was so angry, he couldn't leave a message.
Well, you'll feel better after dinner. Come on, we'll catch the wonder and the magic of a Maui sunset.
I can't leave this telephone, Dad. Are you crazy?
What was I thinking? Maggie!
Why would he, Jason? But I have a deadline, and I wasted so much time bobbing aimlessly about the ocean.
Uh-huh. Mike?
Oh, he's gone again. Maybe this time for good.
Well, all right, then that leaves you and me, Ben.
My dinner's taken care of.
What?
Well, see, there's this really neat thing here. You just pick up the phone, tell them what you want, and they bring it right to your room.
Room service?
That's it! And you can eat it in your underwear.
Come on, Ben. The whole point of a vacation is to get out so you can see things and you can meet people and you'll have a...
Hey, Benny, how's it going?
Hi, Hadley.
Are they in the restaurant?
Alone. Okay, bye.
Bye. Here you go, Benny.
You want to eat with me?
Oh, I can't do it. Nazis?
No, we're New Yorkers.
No, your book. This may be the first time I've ever seen a guest reading that. Oh, wait, there was another time. Kurt Waldheim stayed here once. It's a little history joke.
That's funny.
Actually, history's gonna be my major at Yale in the fall.
Yale, huh? Well, I love history, too.
No kidding?
Yeah.
The Boxer Rebellion? The Dark Ages?
The Inquisition.
That's fun stuff.
I'll say.
Well, listen, tomorrow's my day off. You wouldn't want to get together and have a little chat about the Black Plague of Europe, would you?
He can't. He's going with some guy.
Shut up, Ben.
Aloha, Mike.
Don't these things usually come with a kiss?
Yeah. Did you remember to bring your trunks?
Hey, I haven't been able to think about anything else.
Shadow like glass. I guess I let it show because you smiled. Told me you knew. That you're everything I ever wanted at once. There's no holding this heart when it knows what it wants. And I never wanted anything more than to know you. I was swept away. Gotta find a way to make you feel the way that I do. I was swept away without a warning. Like when the morning begins the day, I was swept away. Dreaming of you, swept away.
You're gonna love this. What do you think?
Look, where are you taking me?
Someplace neat. Come on. Come on.
You know, there's dead people here.
Sure. My great-grandfather, his father, and my great-aunt Loki.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure they're very nice people. Quiet, well-behaved.
Just follow me.
Look, where are we going?
To heaven.
Exactly how do you mean that?
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Ben's crafty skills using a video camera captures the very essence of the Seaver vacation in Maui. Coming up next on Family Affair, Maudie's return prompts a confession from Mr. French. Ida Lupino guest stars.